97.1 FM Talk on demand audio.
What's happening?
Go, you know the thing.
What the hell is going on?
In other news,
it looks like REO Speedwagon, they have revealed the band will be retiring from touring beginning next year. In a statement shared on its social media page yesterday, REO Speedwagon said the retirement is due to irreconcilable differences between lead singer Kevin Cronin and bassist Bruce Hall. It seems that it's regarding Hall's health. So Hall had surgery back in late 2023, and according to a November social media post, he says he's ready to tour. Cronin said he's not recovered sufficiently, so...
You know, I'm glad you're reporting that, but I heard it from a friend.
Did you? Did they hear it from a friend, too?
They did. They did. So I did. I'm
I agree
saying,
with
I,
Sue.
Thank you, Carl.
Hold on. Sorry.
There we go.
Okay. Thank you, Susan. Appreciate that.
Look, yeah, not all of them can
Continue,
be winners.
Please. That, I'm just saying.
I tried to read that media post.
The letter that they put out,
that
it was
Kevin
very
Cronin
confusing.
Put out, it said a whole bunch of nothing.
It said a whole bunch of nothing, and it said, due to irreconcilable differences, we will stop touring January 1st, 2025.
Next year.
Yeah. So are they on tour right now?
Yes. I think they have like three or four dates left in this year.
And then they're done. All right.
Yeah. The thing I saw on Yahoo cracked me up because both of them said, we're not leaving the band. So what are
they're
we doing?
Just, maybe they're going to record but not tour. I don't know.
No, no. They're booked here for next summer over at the Shed.
Let's see.
It will be their 20th time.
But they won't be here.
But Kevin will.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Someone who probably will be retiring is Sean Diddy Combs. He was arrested yesterday in Manhattan following a grand jury indictment. Multiple outlets are reporting this. The move comes 10 months after allegations of sexual and other abuse against the music mogul and an announcement from prosecutors that he was being investigated for sex trafficking. So he in trouble.
You know, the feds, they don't charge lightly.
No, they don't tend to play around. I'm sure he's got the best lawyers his money can buy, but we'll see what happens there.
You know who's reporting on this?
Todd Pyro.
Who we're going to have on in 25 minutes.
I know.
I was like, literally everyone right now is reporting on this.
that's true, but I'm from Fox. Yeah.
I was like, I've seen it everywhere. Okay.
So yesterday I told you about the fight of Jane's Addiction, how they started fighting on the stage. Well, the band announced the decision yesterday. Social media posts noting that they are going to be quitting the tour.
You think?
Canceling the remainder of the tour. Refunds for the canceled dates will be issued at your point of purchase. I don't know how this is going to affect our Evolution tour because they were one of the headliners. And so far, Evolution says they are, as of now, they haven't found anybody to take their place. So,
when does that start?
It's the 28th and 29th of this month.
Of this month.
Yep.
Short notice.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Hmm. Well, first they were canceling shows date by date. And I think you're going to hear that Perry Farrell will be in rehab very soon.
Maybe they could get REO.
Yeah.
I mean,
one last.
Who knows?
Yeah. The funny thing about that, Carl, though, Sue.
Sorry.
Dave Navarro put on his Instagram account. He put to all fans the band made the. I'm sorry. I'm reading the wrong one. Jane's Addiction put out, to all fans, the bands have made the difficult decision to take some time away from the group. So then Navarro put out, due to continuing patterns of behavior and mental health difficulties of our singing Perry Farrell, we have come to the conclusion that we have no choice but to discontinue the current tour. So
signed by the rest of the band.
Yeah, he is completely putting this all on Perry.
So Perry put out his own statement, the rest of the band put out their own statement.
Yeah, going against him.
Wow. Yeah, I finally saw the video after you mentioned it yesterday. That was ugly.
Yeah,
and the bassist was the guy that saved everyone from, because Dave Navarro was just like, leave me alone, I'm trying to play guitar.
Eric Avery may have got a couple cheap shots in too, so they say.
He punched him in the stomach.
A couple times. The percentage of people buckling up nationwide reached an all-time high as 91.9% of people are actually using their seatbelt.
Good.
This is according to the National Highway Traffic Safety and Mission Administration. If you want to know, Illinois, you are buckling up 92% of the time. Missouri, only 87% of the time. So get your seatbelts on, people.
As I can attest, in January, please wear your seatbelts.
Yeah, and it's so easy. Sorry, go ahead.
One quick one. Oscar Mayer Wienermobile is rolling through St. Louis. And if you want to see a giant wiener, head on over to Schnucks in Brentwood, Gravois, and Arsenal on September 20th and 21st. There you go.
Did you just ask me if I wanted to see it? Well, okay.
Yeah, Sue, just ignore that, please.
All right.
HR, please.
Get more at 971talk.com.